driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Half past five, time to welcome my guests. James and Sarah Woodrow have sold 30,000 copies of their wonderfully titled computer game, Chompy Chomp Chomp, all put together from their garden shed, which is home to their company, the even more wonderfully named Utopian World of Sandwiches. Welcome, James. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in. So I have to, well, two names to play with to start off with. Tell us about the Utopian World of Sandwiches. How did you come by that as a company name? One of these things searching around on the internet. Oh, that URL's gone. Let's try something else.
It wasn't quite like that. We were talking about, we watched a film about a bunch of people who worked in a sandwich shop, and they had such a lovely life. They lived next to the seaside, and they had like a, they were all kind of a bit quirky and weird, and they just made sandwiches that kind of focused on, They were very focused on giving people what they wanted. So people would come in their shop and they'd be like, can I have my favourite sandwich? And then they'd be able to hand over their favourite sandwich. And we really loved that idea of having a small kind of family-based type company. And we were talking about it and started coming up with all sorts of analogies for sandwiches and computer games and how we make them.
Really well. Now, what's your favourite sandwich?
I always get asked this. I always say something different as well.
That's fine. We can go back and check.
I quite like a bit of mozzarella and ham.
Ham and chilli flakes.
Ham and chilli flakes.
It's kind of mood-based, really, like music. You could ask what your favourite song is. Yeah. Well, it might depend on what your mood is at a particular time. So tell me, how long has the company been going? Because you, James, were working for Jaggetts in town before.
Yeah, I was working there. So, I mean, the company's been going nearly 3 years now. I think it'll be three in October. And, yeah, prior to that, I was working at Jaggetts as an animator for nearly 7 years or so. Mm. And, you know, it's a nice place to work, but I did want to kind of, you know, do my own thing and not be such a small partner, such a big company.
It's quite interesting, you know, when you stand back and take a look at it, that Cambridge is a hub for lots of things in terms of technology and research, but there's a little sort of mini cluster of computer games developers, isn't there?
Yeah, you've got some big ones, like the Jaggetts and Sony and Frontier, but then you've also got like a lot of little independent developers who have sort of regular meetings sort of every week. Mm.
And we've got some of them coming to the Computer Centre for Computing History.
It's the Retro Games Night that you're putting on towards the end of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, this is on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Computer Centre. What is it?
Centre of Computing History, I think. We always call it Cambridge Computer Museum and stuff, but that's not it. It's a Centre for Computing History, and we're going to try and get it right.
We'll try and get it right. But they've asked us to show some indie games there. So we've asked some of our friends to come along, and there's going to be about six of us all showing our indie games. Just some of them haven't even been launched yet. So it'll be quite a fun night of experimenting.
That sounds pretty good. What platforms do you develop for? Do you specialise in a particular platform? Because there's lots of, there's the Xbox, there's PlayStation, there's just the computer on its own, isn't there?
So we released Chompy Chomp Chomp on Xbox first, and then we released it on PC, and then we became registered Nintendo developers, so now we're making it for Wii U, but it's going to be like a more bigger, definitive version of Chompy.
Does it get the change? Because I'm a self-confessed Mac user, and sometimes you have, I guess Microsoft Office is a good example. Not unsurprisingly, they always develop for the PC first, but when they do the Mac version, which is invariably like a year to 18 months later, it can be a little bit better because they've spent time ironing out those little problems and niggles that they found along the way.
Yeah, so the PC version has an extra mode in it that we developed just to experiment, really, with a different game mechanic. So we thought we'd release that with the PC.
So game mechanic, what do you mean?
A different method of playing.
Okay.
A different idea, effectively, for a game. Because we couldn't release it with online on the PC straight away, so we released this extra mode.
With the Nintendo version,
right?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, so we released it with an extra mode to kind of make up for that.
Okay, that sounds a pretty good deal. Computer gaming sometimes strikes me as being a bit of a solitary occupation, but I gather you would kind of like to spread it out if possible.
That's what the point of the game is.
That's where we kind of like tend to lean towards. We don't necessarily only make games for like multiple people in one room, but that's how we enjoy playing games. Games for us are very much a social experience. We enjoy playing with our friends in one room. So that's kind of the games we like to make.
We like to make games that have a purpose. So we like to, when we think of designing a game, we like to think of something that's going to be useful to people. And we think that having games that you can play together is going to be, is always useful. And it helps you bring people together in the same room and have fun, shout and scream at each other and stuff like that. So that was kind of the point of Chompy Chomp Chomp.
Which is interesting because that's in a way, you know, my grandma always liked to gather us around the table and play a game of cards, and it was the whole family.
Yeah.
And this, if you like, is taking the same principle of the whole family playing together, only swapping the deck of cards for controllers and all the rest of it.
We actually have reverse engineered the computer game into a board game as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that available now? Or was that in the shops at Christmas?
We've got a prototype of it. It actually started with when we got married last year. Our best man made it the component parts of it for us as a wedding gift, but it didn't have any rules. So over the last sort of year or so, we've been refining the rules for it and trying to make it work in a similar way to the computer game.
Does the best man get some royalties if this works?
Well,
it's going to have to, isn't it?
Slow process, because we only develop it really when we're with him. So we'll just meet up every occasional weekend,
right?
Just like, you know, slightly modify the rules, play it again. It's much more of a
Fun,
so when I say Christmas, it might not necessarily be this Christmas, because you've got quite a long trail, I guess, before it all comes to pass.
Yeah, but it's quite polished in a weird way, because he really likes making models and things. So we've got like some little 3D printed chompy characters, and so it looks really lovely. It's a really lovely.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. But we haven't obviously got that down to a way that can be manufactured and distributed for a decent cost yet.
Now, my introduction, I said that you put it all together from your garden shed. Now, this is not going to be any ordinary garden shed, is it? You're going to have done it up nice.
Yeah, this isn't exactly
particularly having
like
sold 30,000 copies.
It's not like a little hole down the bottom of the garden with, like, spiders and stuff. It's like a slightly bigger wooden building. And what do you call it? Like a summer house.
Cabin,
essentially. And it's got power, it's got carpet, it's got heating. It doesn't have air conditioning, which is quite...
Yeah, I don't know the feeling, really.
But you do get to open the front doors into the garden and just sit there and look at the garden and all the nature out
there. Yeah, which is really lovely. And it's such a short commute to work.
I just wonder about, because I work from home as well, and I'm kind of thinking it's quite... You're making the distance, if you like. You know, I work in a back bedroom, whereas you actually have to leave your house, even if you can get back to your house in about, I don't know, 15, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a really good thing to just have that sort of cut-off point, because, you know, you have actually left work. You've walked away from the shed and work is there, and it's just, you know, as long as you don't open your emails, which you do anyway, but you know, you can kind of leave work behind, which is a really nice kind of thing.
It's really important to us, because that's pretty much why we started this business, so that we could have a good... work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the Retro Games Night coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
And I found an old computer game of mine from, I guess you call it Pong, really. It's almost Pong. It was a Christmas present, and it was a Christmas present in something like... It would have been like 1977, 78, something like that. And it's got, you know, just the little lines. You can play tennis on it. You can do football and squash, which is a bit of a strange one to have. And it's just like the hitting the bat. You know, is there sort of like a market for that? Not I'm trying to sell it, but is there a market for that type of game? Or do people really expect something more sophisticated these days?
I don't think so. I mean, if it's fun, it's fun.
Mm.
That's the thing. It doesn't... You will get people who just want to see fancy graphics, but really what we focus on is making games that are fun. And we generally start with dots on a screen. So Chompy Chomp Chomp wasn't characters, it didn't look nice. We just had...
Just four coloured different blobs
on the screen. And that was what we used to determine whether it would be fun or not.
Right. Did you try it amongst friends, such as the best man, before you move it on?
We tried it with several friends, and it was. We made the initial game in a weekend, so But it was important for us to find out how fun it would be and whether it'd be fun very quickly before we spent any time making it look good or coding lots of stuff for it. So that's what we try to do. We try to find the fun very quick.
Yeah, well, it's a great way to spend a day. It's almost work. I suppose it gets work. It becomes work when you have to do something as opposed to not necessarily doing it the way you'd like. I guess that's the way of the world, really, isn't it, with these things? But James, Sarah, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you for having us.
My absolute pleasure. And that event is at the, let's get this right, the
new Centre for Computing History,
that's right, on Friday night. James, Sarah, thank you both.
Thank you.